Good evening, everyone. My name is Jennifer Weidman. I'm from Mesa, Arizona. I extend a warm welcome to all of you this evening on Mentoring for Free Saturday Training Call, and to all those who will listen to the recording of this call. Today is Saturday, the 2nd of October, 2010. Now, Mentoring for Free is not an MLM company, and we are not an affiliate program. There is no cost to you for this or any of our more than 10 live free generic training calls and interactive discussions each week. Mentoring for Free is a community of volunteers who believe in the value of education, personal development, and in sharing what we know that works. Our purpose is to help anyone and any company succeed in network marketing by providing education, coaching, mentoring, and support within a mastermind environment. Now, it is my pleasure and privilege to introduce the author of Success in 10 Steps, speaker, my good friend and mentor from Brooksville, Florida, the founder and creator of Mentoring for Free, Mr. Michael DeLohi.
Thank you so much, Jennifer, for welcoming everybody on the call, guys. We're thrilled to be with you here tonight. And I don't know of a training that you can learn that can change your life as dramatically this skill of colors, personality studies. You can use it in every area of your life. And I really, really, really hope you guys get that you can use this system, the skill, this training in every area of your life. But anyway, it is my privilege to, I love to do these calls like this because Richard Dennis has been in industry for over 30 years, very well known. He has helped create many millionaires in the industry. He's the creator of the Dead Doctors Don't Lie tape, and 250 million of those tapes were created and sold and used in the industry. Created probably 20 different network marketing companies use that tool as a way to promote a mineral toddy of the day. And anyway, Richard interviews me on these calls, and I really like that format. I just, you know, love to be interviewed, and it's not rehearsed. It's spontaneous, so it's always exciting for me to do these calls with Richard. And Richard is up in Monticello, Florida, so let me go ahead and turn the call over to Mr. Richard Dennis.
Thanks very much, Michael. You know, I was, even if you don't use colors, it's very helpful. Mm-hmm. You've been to our home. We live in a homeowners association about 6 miles west of Monticello, and this used to be a tung oil plantation, and I had never heard of tung oil until we moved up here. But I don't know how many acres. It's hundreds of acres, and there's 42 lots in our homeowners association, and the smallest is 6 acres, I think, and they go up to like 25 acres. So anyway, you know, everybody has a decent plot of land here, and we have a meeting theoretically about 3 or 4 times a year of the homeowners association, and there's only one item ever on the agenda. And the only item that's ever on the agenda is the roads, because we have dirt roads, and when it rains, the roads wash out, and it's a mess, and then they have to be done over again, and it's a constant thing, and the county won't pave them, and so forth, and so my wife tried to get that done years ago, and that was never going to happen. Anyway, when we first came up here, there was a guy by the name of Jim who was president of the Homeowners Association. And, you know, we went to a meeting, and you know, we quickly found out that people didn't much like Jim. And I didn't know it at the time, but Jim was a red personality, and Jim wanted things done his way. And everything had to be, well, it was his way or the highway, and he didn't really care what anybody else said. And the reason I think that he was president of the Homeowners Association was Jim has a big tractor, and he has implements, and he can go out and smooth the roads himself if he wants to. It takes him quite a bit of time, but he does do it when things are really bad. And then not too long ago, Jim didn't want to be president of the Homeowners Association anymore, so Carol took over, and she's another neighbor, and she is someone who has never liked Jim, And Carol, and now, of course, I know the colors, and Carol is also a red personality. And even if you don't use it, it just reduces the frustration to understand what's going on with these guys as they have their battles about our dirt roads and what's going to happen and who's going to take care of them and so forth. It explains so much, and it used to be a source of frustration for me and for others too. But anyway, like I say, even if you don't use it, just knowing it and watching it play out amongst people has just had a calming effect on me.
I agree with you 110%, Richard. Linda and I use that same philosophy, the same skills every day in our normal life. Looks like we
and so
there.
What I was thinking was, you know, I thought we might talk a bit about, you know, incidents outside of the realm of business tonight and what we've seen in, like you say, using it in your everyday life.
Absolutely. Well, great story, Richard. Today is Saturday, and my daughter's moving into her own place, and she's buying furniture, and she's putting in furniture and different things. My daughter is, of course, our daughter. She loves antiques. So she's been looking and looking and looking for a wrought iron, ornate bed, king-size bed, headboard and footboard. And she's been looking and looking and looking. So she deals with all the local antique dealers here locally. And she's gotten some beautiful crystal chandelier of Swarovski crystal. Just a gorgeous lamp. And anyway, so this lady she bought the lamp from said, well, you know, I know a lady in Zephyr Hills who has an antique store, and she just got in this antique bed. It's a king size. It's what you're looking for. And she drew a picture of it and everything. So when she was telling my wife about it today, we decided the three of us would go look at it. So I went with the girls, and we went there. As soon as we walked in the door, Richard, you could tell that the owner of the store was probably the reddest person that I've ever met. So we asked about the bed, and she showed us where it was. And there was also an absolute beautiful, just flawlessly beautiful leather sofa, chair, and ottoman. It was probably the sofa, brand new, was about a $3,000 sofa. Very, very nice. And flawless, just completely flawless. And she bought it out of an estate sale from a very nice house. And so I started complimenting this owner of this store of all the – I've been in hundreds of antique stores, and this was absolutely one of the – had some of the most beautiful furniture and has really great prices. And so I complimented her on the store and the layout and how she's got all the rooms laid out and everything, you know. And she was just beaming, just absolutely beaming. So when my daughter looked at the bed and everything, yep, the headboard, you know, it's a headboard, footboard, and the rails and stuff. And then you just go buy a brand new box, bring in mattress. So she had the price on it, great price on it. I mean, absolutely great price. Well, my daughter had been looking online for the same basic headboard and footboard, buying it brand new. And so Amanda's looking at the leather sofa and everything. She says, it's exactly what we need. And so I asked the owner, I says, well, you know, I says, my daughter would like to get all of the pieces, the headboard, the footboard, the rails, the sofa, the chair, and the ottoman. What kind of a price could you give her on all of it? Well, you know, Richard, I had complimented her on the quality furniture and this beautiful store and everything. And so she was very, very happy and very congenial. Never met this person before, very congenial. And she says, well, you know, she says, I've already got a great price on all of the pieces, but you know, she said, I would do this. So she lowered the price. And Amanda looked at me, and my daughter could even hardly believe it, you know. And uh, So I said, yeah. So he said, well, that's great. We got a deal. So because we complimented her on her store, on the layout and how the everything she laid out in the rooms, just really great. It just fluffed her ego. And normally this person probably would have never negotiated a price for anybody, but she was thrilled to do that for us. And Amanda was just, when we left, you know, she was just stunned. She says, you know, Dad, she says, what I was pricing just a headboard and a footboard, she says, I bought all of it. And I said, yeah. I said, she gave you a great price. Gave you a great price. So in every area of your life, you can use this. So what I just explained is a red personality, how you manipulate them is you just stroke their ego. Stroke their ego. And you can get them to do all sorts of things. It's just like if you were let's say you wanted a red personality to double or triple their volume in your network marketing company. And if you edified them and says, well, you know, the only problem with Betty is she probably can't do X amount in volume. And all of a sudden, Betty's sitting there thinking, well, you jerk, I'm the only one that can. Now Betty gets busy and just works around the clock and doubles or triples the volume to hit that pin level or that award that you were talking about. And that's just that simple. Now, you might think that's kind of mean, but you know what, Richard? They even know you're doing it. They know you're doing it, and they still will do it because they're so competitive. You can challenge them. Fluff, fluff, slam is what it's called. Fluff, fluff, slam, or fluff, fluff, challenge. Fluff, fluff, challenge. So in every area of your life, every area, you can do that. And anyway, so we had Amanda paid her for the bed and the sofa, the chair and the ottoman, but we had to go get a enclosed big moving trailer like to pick up the sofa and stuff because they're large pieces. And so anyway, we did that and came back, and the lady even stayed, Richard, stayed a little bit late today because we needed the time to go get the trailer, come back, and all that stuff. So she was even willing to stay. And when Amanda called her to say, you know, we're going to be about 10 minutes late, she was on another call. So when we got there, she apologized to my daughter for seeming kind of short with her when she called, but she had another call waiting. So anyway, so my daughter and wife have a great relationship with this new person that has come into our lives just because we understand.
When you started this, colors. You said that she was a very red personality. What was it you saw, or what did she say that you know made you see that so quickly?
The way she was dressed, the jewelry she was wearing, her stature, who she was. Who she was. You could see it when you walked in the door.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the finest...
How was she
finest,
dressed?
Finest of clothes. The finest of designer clothes. Expensive jewelry. Nails, polish, just manicured. You know, everything about her was just, you know, reeked money. Just that simple. And, I mean, she didn't have to talk, and I knew she was a red. Didn't even have to say a word. Yeah. I could see when we walked in the door. You know, and when I said, oh, I said, my daughter called you about the king-size bed, headboard and footboard and stuff. Oh, she said, it's back a piece. Boy, Jesus, if I'd known she was coming, she says, I'd have had it all pulled out, you know, all out and everything and ready. And I said, no, it's not necessary. Not necessary. So we go back there and we'll find all the parts and everything that goes to it and everything. So anyway, yeah, it was just that simple. And, you know, we got some of her cards, and we says, you know, we know a lot of people that go antiquing and stuff, so we'll definitely send you some business. And boom, just like that. So now they've got a great relationship with this person. And, you know, Linda and Amanda, I guarantee you, they'll be sending them some customers.
Mm-hmm.
They'll be sending them customers.
A great example. Why don't we, unless you have other similar stories, why don't you go through this one, and as you walk into the store each time, it's a different personality. What do you see, and how do you handle it?
Well, okay, let's say we walked in the store and she was dressed as a yellow and she was a yellow. The very first thing I would have said to her was, you know, are my daughters engaged? Her and Brandon have been dating for 4.5 years. And they're planning their wedding, but they want to, you know, everything's got to be just so. And my daughter wants to have an outside wedding. And she said, you know, instead of renting a venue at some big posh place, she says, why don't we take the money that you would spend on a big venue like that? And why, Dad, why don't you use that money and we'll put it towards a barn, because my daughter is, her and her husband, they're going to move on to the piece of our property here. So she said, well, we're going to need a barn, you know, to put the monster truck in and put the, you know, the cows and stuff and this and that. So she said, you know, I'm going to need a barn. She says, well, we could just build the barn and then just use the barn and get married in the barn. So I would have started talking to the yellow person about my daughter, you know, getting married, and she's a sound thinking adult here that is rationalizing and how she's going to do this. And her grandmother is 81. And how she's going to be at the wedding, and you know, I would have started talking about those kinds of things with the family, the whole persona of what I just shared, and the yellow probably would have just given her the furniture at her cost or below, mm-hmm. And then of course Amanda would have given her like a $50 tip for giving her this great price to thank the yellow personality.
Mm-hmm. So really, mm-hmm. really focusing on all the relationships involved. And
oh, hands down, hands down. You know, we had dinner last Saturday night, matter of fact, and we were in bad cell phone reach, so I couldn't be on the call, and you did an awesome job on the call. And the waitress that waited on us, when we got through with everything, and I gave her, you know, cash to pay for the bill, and she said, well, let me get your change. I says, oh, no. I says, that's fine. You know, it's fine. Are you sure? And it was, I don't know, Richard, like a 20% tip, right? And I thought that was, you know, she was a great waitress. And she was a yellow. She was, I mean, Richard, you couldn't get a glass of iced tea half gone. She was over there filling it up. Mm-hmm. She was just around, just buzzing around the table, just bringing you more, you know, sour cream for your baked potato. I mean, she was just an awesome, awesome waitress. And she was almost apologetic that are you sure? You know, that's okay. She was apologetic because we gave her too big of a tip. Are you sure, sir? I said, yeah, positive. You're a great waitress, and it was well worth it, you know. So there's a yellow that you're trying to tip, and she's trying to give you some of the tip back. Because she's a yellow.
You know, in talking about how you would work with the yellow personality when you're going in to find the furniture for Amanda, what would happen? I mean, it just sounds so right, really. And so, what happens if you do that when you actually have a red personality running the store?
Oh, that if I had started telling this red personality about Amanda's engaged and her and Brandon have been dating 4.5 years and they want to get, you know, they're going to get married on the property, which is our homestead, you know, our grandchildren will be raised on that property and all that, she would have just blown us off. Just didn't even want to talk to us, because that's of no importance to that person. It means nothing to the red, but it means everything to the yellow. Everything to the yellow. Now, if I had come into the store and with my wife and daughter and the personality, the person that was selling the furniture was a green. In other words, the lady that was the red that actually we were buying from didn't even know it, but the headboard and the footboard, it's round pipe. Okay, just think of it as round pipe. So the rails that the mattress sits on, trying to describe it here. So the rails, when they go to the headboard, and you've probably seen some, Richard, that they're kind of flat and they got hooks in them that hook down into the headboard or the footboard, right? Well, this is
sure.
round. It's round, and it bolts together. You can't just clip it together. This is a rugged piece of steel, wrought iron bed, and it's painted the most gorgeous, gorgeous antique white, and it's got like gold and green paint in the scroll work and the roses and all the ornate part of it and everything. So I told her, see now if this was a green, I would have went into great detail and said how this bolts together here, and so this is the bed rails that go with this headboard, and I would have talked to them about, you know, they already told us the price, but I would have edified what a great price it was, what a super value price it was, how great of a price my daughter was getting on it, and that the, you know, look how these bed rails fit the round pipe, and look at how these bolt on together. Oh, my gosh, this is going to last them, you know, two families, two lifetimes, you know, three lifetimes. That's how quality that this bed, and how, wow, where did you find a piece of furniture this amazing? And the green would have just been thinking, wow, man, yeah, man, I'm doing a good job here. Man, this is really, man, you might even think, man, maybe I shouldn't sell this. Maybe I shouldn't even sell it. It's so good. You know?
So you're actually kind of fluffing, no matter who it is, you're fluffing in the direction they want to be fluffed.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And that's the whole secret behind working with the colors. You've got to become that personality. You know, like the leather sofa and chair, it's got amazing wood and leather together, and the wood is just some of the highest quality, polished, just hand-rubbed, beautiful. And I would have explained to that green personality the logic behind how that furniture was built, and if you look underneath the furniture when you tip it over, there's actually zippered compartments that you can go up underneath because the cushions are not, they're fastened to the sofa so the cushions don't fall off the sofa. So the three cushions on the sofa are all sewn together, but you can take them off the sofa if you go underneath the compartment underneath and undo the fasteners that hold it on. So I would have pointed all that out to the green personality and all that. So when I was flipping the sofa over in the chair and looking and checking everything, I didn't say anything to the red personality about that. I just said, wow, this is just really high quality. Just high quality. I didn't talk to her about how you get the cushions off and how that was made and the craftsmanship behind it. Didn't go into that with the red, but I would have done it with a green. I would have done it with a green, hands down.
And the green is going to think, wow, here's somebody who understands how I choose these pieces. This guy really understands me.
Yeah. You know, I mean, what I was just explaining, Richard, underneath the sofa, underneath the ottoman, underneath the chair, there's zippered bottom compartment that you zip open the black mesh, and you can go up inside to undo, unfasten, and take the cushion, if you would think of it that way, off the piece if you wanted to reupholster it, if you wanted to oil it, you know, because it's real high-quality leather. You know, so you can do leather dressing. I mean, this thing would be just as soft as skin if you dressed it and, you know, really did it up. So I would have spent all that time explaining why I was willing to buy this at this price, you know. But definitely, you've got to become the yellow. You've got to become the green. You've got to become the red. And you've got to become the blue. Now, if you went into the furniture store and you were talking to a blue personality, you would have probably, I would have been able to buy probably twice as much stuff for the same money, first of all, because, well, Linda was looking at a piano, and it's an antique piano. We've already got a piano. We don't need a piano, you know, but this red lady's over there, well, you know, my business partner bought that and paid way too much money for it, you know, and I'm willing to take a loss on that piano. If you'd like to buy it, here's what you can buy it for, you know. And so that was the red telling us about this piano. In other words, not that, oh my gosh, this is the most beautiful piece of beautiful piano I've ever seen in the store, my business partner paid too much money for it, and it's been here for a long time, and I just want to move it. I just want to sell it. See, that was the red talking to my wife about the piano, you know?
Yeah, there's no other personality that would make that statement, I don't think.
Oh, not one. And Linda just walked into the office, and she said, yeah, and I want it. So we got to figure a place to put it in the barn. Now, yeah, put it up in the game room. She's already got it figured out where the kids can grandkids can have it in the game room and have it with the pool table and stuff, so they can just play on this old antique piano.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, yeah.
What would have been the difference between when you walked in and you mentioned how the lady was dressed? When you walk in and there's a blue personality, what would you see that would tip you off?
Well, first of all, she would have been making eye contact. She would have been definitely wearing loud clothes, you know, something stylish, but, you know, just kind of out there. Designer clothes don't really mean much to a blue. It doesn't mean anything to them. It's, you know, they're comfortable in their own skin. So, you know, if it's bright pink or bright green or whatever it is, hey, man, I like it. That's what I'm wearing, and that's too bad if you don't like it. That's their attitude. You know, they're kind of just comfortable in their own skin, people. So if I walked in and said, oh, man, we got a blue lady here, I would have just said, hey, I says, you know, we came down to see that bed, and gosh, man, there's a lot of stuff in here we probably want to buy. So, man, you're going to probably make a big sale today. And that person their eyes would have just been spinning at that moment and everything. And then when I said, oh, how about this sofa? How about this over here? Hey, man, we ought to go ahead and get that piano while we're here. You know, we would have ended up buying twice as much stuff for the same money mm-hmm. with the blue, just because we were having fun with them doing it. Just having fun with them. So, yeah, it's in every area of your life, Richard, every area. Now, you're thinking, you're on this call and you're thinking, what's this got to do with building my network marketing business? Well, guys, you've got to become a chameleon. When you're doing this business, you have got to become a chameleon. You've got to become that person, you know? And it's only momentarily. You don't have to be green all the time. But, you know, Richard, I understand construction and quality and craftsmanship, and so I can look at a piece of furniture, I can look at that piano, and I can see how that was built and how that was put together and why they have this big flip-up on the front of the piano to go in and look at the keys and do the adjusting on the front of it. You don't even have to go into the back of the piano. You can do it right from the top, right from the front. Pretty cool. So you just got to become that color. You just got to become a chameleon and become that yellow, that blue, that green, or that red. And everybody on this call can learn to do it, and they can do it. Just that simple. I'll give you an example, Richard. I got pulled over. I know this is a shock, but I got pulled over one time by a police officer, state trooper, and my tag was expired, and my license was expired. And there was all kinds of problems. And I thanked the guy he's got his hand on it here that was just some kind of a crazed, you know, runaway or something, you know, and my wife's with me, and it was her birthday, and we were going out for an ice cream.
And you weren't speeding?
I wasn't speeding. No, but he noticed the expired tag. And so I got out of the vehicle, because he told me to get out of the vehicle, stand by the back of your car. And so I was smiling at him and everything, and I thanked him for stopping me. I says, my gosh, I says, man, if you hadn't stopped me, I wouldn't even realize that tag was expired or my license was expired. Man, that's really great. Thank you for doing that. And he was trying to be so tough with me, and I was just so thankful and told him, hey, man, thanks for stopping me. He just kind of shook his head, and he went over, and he said, well, ma'am, he says, do you have a valid driver's license on you? And she said, yes, sir. He said, well, can you drive and take this car home? I said, sure, I can do that. He said, well, what were you guys doing? I says, well, it's my wife's birthday. We're going up here for ice cream. He said, stop and get your ice cream and take this car home. and that was it. That was the end of it. It just totally disarmed the situation because I was, you know, thank you. You know, and I mean, I heard Todd Boble dial in here, and Todd Boble's a police officer, and I can guarantee you something. They pull over people that are belligerent and nasty with them and all that kind of, so that's what they're used to. And if you tell a police officer, thank you, you know, thanks for stopping me, you know, made me aware that I was, you know, speeding or whatever it was, they're going to say, wow, What a nice person. What a nice person for a change. Geez, maybe I shouldn't give this person a hard time. And that's what the state trooper did. He says, well, you know, and of course I mentioned that one of his state trooper buddies was my daughter and son went to school with his two daughters, and we knew him real well. So I said, just give him a jingle. You probably got a cell phone. Give him a jingle and ask him about Mike and Linda DeLohi. You know, his daughters have stayed over at our house and yada, yada, yada. And so I just built a friendship in just a few minutes. And, man, when he first stopped me, he, you know, going to handcuff me and haul me off. Wherever they take you. They take you someplace. I don't know.
Yeah, probably just as well not to go there.
Yeah, I think don't go there. I don't think don't go there. And he ended up not, you know, yeah. I was apologetic, thanked him.
Mm-hmm.
He's okay, fine. Good, yeah, totally understand. Okay, good enough, yep. Well, need to get this car home. Good enough. And he even says, we'll stop and get that ice cream on the way and just take this car home. Okay, thank you very much. So every personality, every color, every personality, you can absolutely work with, no question about it. And it's not mean, it's not deceitful, it's just a skill. It's just a skill. Why don't you guys learn to use all the skills you can use? Pretty simple.
Yeah, and it's the way, I mean, it's the way things are. I mean, those personalities exist, so... There's no sense in not using it if you know the information. So.
You got it, my friend. You got it, my friend. And I can tell you, just like the lady at the antique store, you know, Linda will end up sending a lot of people there that's going to end up buying a lot of stuff from that lady. And she treated our daughter just fair on her mm-hmm. purchase. And so we'll definitely be back. Pretty simple. Oh, by the way, Amanda called her, the lady, and said that we're going to be about 10 minutes late. And she said she'd wait, you know, on us. And she apologized to Amanda when we got there for being a little bit, she said, I got to apologize for being a little short with you. I had a phone call on the other line, and my grandson was calling on the other phone that I had to get to his football game that he was going to be in. So, I was a little busy. But she was, mm-hmm. So she apologized. Richard, for being short with Amanda. Man and I just looked at each other and just smiled. Wow, a red apologizing. That's like cool. Because they don't do that normally, you know? They don't do that normally. So, Richard, we are past the half hour, my friend.
Sure. You want to go ahead and introduce the next call?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, we're going to be doing what's called the Mastermind Coaches Corner Call. It is an amazing call, and if you've never, ever been on the Coach's Corner call, if you ever wanted to have a fireside chat with a coach and mentor, please, please dial into the call. It's the same phone number you dialed in here to in an hour from now, 10:30. And if you would, please give me some feedback. If you're on this call and you had some aha moments talking about the colors and how you can use them in everyday life, please dial in and just, if nothing else, just tell us any aha moments you had, because that's how we improve and get better at what we do. So back to you, Richard.
Sure. Thanks so much for your adventures tonight, Michael. Interesting story. And you know, it's really pretty unstressful to use the colors to get out and to learn it and to get out and mix with people and spot the different colors, but the absolute lowest gradient, least possible stressful way to do it is to get on the leads call we do Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday evenings at 8:00 Eastern time on this same line, and you'll get to hear people who have downloaded the Success in 10 Steps ebook and you know, being contacted, and you'll get to hear the different personalities come out in those calls, and you can just listen in. You don't have to do a thing, and it will help get your ability to identify the personalities up, so it might make it easier for you to go out and do it on your own. Anyway, hope you guys have enjoyed this call tonight. We always do, and we'll talk to you on the next call. Good night, everybody.